You know what blows my mind? Scientists just discovered that corals have sophisticated fat management systems that rival human metabolism, with over 700 different types of lipids that they juggle like a molecular circus act. Let me tell you why this matters.
The way they uncovered this is fascinating. Using something called lipidomics to create detailed fat profiles of three different coral species. It's like getting a metabolic fingerprint of each coral.
And what they found was pretty remarkable. Each species had its own unique way of managing these lipids. Even after filtering their data, they still tracked 467 distinct types of fats. That's more complexity than you'd find in most human dietary studies.
What surprised you most about how these different coral species handled their fat metabolism?
Well, take Pachillopora, for example. This species showed this dramatic pattern, where its total fat content actually decreased over time. It's like watching someone's savings account slowly diminish. But here's the really interesting part. They weren't just losing fat. They were converting it from one form to another.
You mean how they shifted between those storage fats, the triacylglycerides, and the more readily available free fatty acids?
Exactly. Think of it like this. The triacylglycerides, or TGs, are like the coral's long-term savings account. In Pachillopora, they found higher levels of TGs at first, which then decreased over time. Meanwhile, the free fatty acids, think of these as spending money, showed the opposite pattern. It's like watching the coral convert its savings into cash it can use right away.
The timing of these changes seems really important too, especially when you look at how they correlate with environmental conditions.
Oh man, that's where it gets really interesting. Look at porites. This species actually showed higher TG levels during warmer periods and lower levels during cooler periods. It's like they're actively adjusting their energy management based on temperature. And get this, their free fatty acid levels did the exact opposite.
So these corals are essentially running their own sophisticated energy management systems, adapting to environmental changes in real time?
Precisely. And what's fascinating is how different species showed varying levels of stability. Acropora and Porites maintained relatively stable total lipid content over time, while Pachillopora showed these dramatic changes. You know, it's kind of like how some people can maintain steady weight despite environmental changes, while others are more sensitive.
Well, that really challenges the notion that corals are simple organisms, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And here's something else that's mind-blowing. They found that different types of fatty acids, saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated, all showed unique patterns between species and over time. It's not just random changes. These are coordinated, sophisticated responses.
The implications for coral conservation must be significant, especially considering climate change.
You know, that's exactly where this research becomes crucial. If we understand how different species manage their energy resources under stress, we might be able to predict which corals will be more resilient to environmental changes. It's like having a crystal ball into coral survival.
The way they broke down the analysis into different categories really helps us understand what's happening at multiple levels.
Right? And speaking of levels, they looked at 20 different lipid classes initially. Each class serves multiple functions, from energy storage to cell signaling. It's like each coral has its own biochemical Swiss Army knife, with different tools for different situations.
The complexity of these lipid networks is truly remarkable. Each class seems to serve multiple functions in the coral's biology.
And here's what I find most exciting about all this. We're just scratching the surface. The research team is planning to look at site-specific effects and use machine learning to identify patterns we might miss otherwise. It's like we're finally getting the tools to decode corals' metabolic language.
Looking at all this data, it's clear that corals are far more sophisticated than most people might assume.
You know what? I think this research is going to change how we think about coral conservation. Instead of just trying to protect reefs from environmental stress, we might be able to identify which species are naturally more resilient and understand exactly why. That could be a game changer for preserving these crucial marine ecosystems.